Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
410-583-1057. Ravens lose to the Steelers 27-22. Good news is they still control their own destiny the rest of the season. The bad news is they're bad. So let's hear from the people.
Worst news is they're going on to Cincinnati.
410-583-1057. Kevin's in Baltimore. Kevin, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey there, man.
I just want to touch on two things. The likely catch was clearly not a catch.
Okay.
Based on... Because
I saw it differently, remember, but go on.
Let me go.
In 2000, Lee Evans, the same exact thing in the championship against New England.
No, he never got the second foot down.
No,
he did not.
So if you catch the ball in the end zone 2 feet down, you still got to have possession of it when you hit the ground out of bounds.
But he didn't hit the ground out of bounds.
But he did maintain possession. So he had to do one or two.
No, but it's not an out-of-bounds play. You don't have to survive a catch. He's standing. Like, I've been watching football for 100 years. If you're standing up in the end zone, you get 2 feet in bounds, the play's over.
I mean, I agree, but that's they're calling it differently than that.
The Steelers scored a touchdown on a very similar play against the Packers a few weeks back, where it was very, very similar.
It got knocked out of his hands after 2 feet in. Yes. Let's go to Cool C. Cool C, you're on the fan.
Okay, this morning on Get Up, 7 on the panel. Dominic Fosford, Damian Woody, Orlovsky, Schefter, all of them. Right? Greeny, 100% a catch. Orlovsky says, I've been watching this game and playing for 40 years. I've never seen such a thing. Now, there's three, you read the rule. There's three things you need to do.
Yeah.
Make a football move with 2 steps down.
Yeah.
A football move consists of extending your arm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did he extend his arms?
He did.
Absolutely.
Okay. Did he take 2 steps?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a catch. That is a catch.
I'm with you.
You read the rule, and they described it all. So the previous caller doesn't have a clue what he's talking about. And the
guy it's obviously open to interpretation because they lost the game and it wasn't a touchdown.
Lamar's not the problem on this team. Yes, he's struggling right now. Obviously, he's injured. But without Lamar Jackson, this team will win 3 games. Now, back to the game. That was 100% a catch. And every single person in the media knows it, sees it. And something's got to be done because that was 11 points taken off the board. 4 for the unnecessary roughness BS and then – 7 points there's 11 points we lost in that game because of the referees. Now, the last thing, the Ravens got to come out stronger. They come out with the body language is terrible when the Ravens start the game on both sides of the ball. Then they pick it up, but they come out flat.
You can
see the Steelers come out excited, pumped up, ready to play. We were not ready to play this football game.
I appreciate
the offense looks like it not really all that excited about being there, and I've been pointing it out. I mean, it's we're going on 5 or 6 weeks now.
Yeah. They have no
Lamar
no
comes
energy.
Back from his absence. They go to Miami. They're asleep the first half.
Yes. We were talking in the press box following that Lamar Jackson touchdown run, which I guess cut it 17-9.
Like, yeah, they missed the extra point.
There was like no celebration. They just went right to the side. Like it was.
It's
weird.
Like they're disconnected. Yeah. It's like they don't really. Well, it's not really an offense, and it's not really a well-conducted orchestra, and they seem to be in panic mode, except there's no urgency. It's like mental panic, but it's physically, it's like they're lethargic.
Ben Zanowings Mills. Ben, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey. It's so much to go with. I don't even know really where to start at. As bad as the offensive line is, and it is putrid, but the defensive non-getting pressure is just killing the team. They had to play perfect ball to win the game. They ran for over 200 yards, and they lost the game.
Yes.
He has to play perfect. John Harbaugh, I'm not asking him to do a Dan Campbell and call offensive plays. That's too much. I'm looking at his special teams. His kick returning and punt returning is awful.
Yep.
It is
Wester
awful.
Looks scared. Yeah, he pauses like they're a glitch in the video game.
Don't have a return guy.
It's just awful. I can't believe our coach, they let him walk to the West Coast to go with Seattle. And then just looking at EDC, like his drafts have just been horrible. Either guys are not here.
No, they got A's.
Guys never played. Guys are somewhere else, or they're average, or just rotational players. It is pathetic, man. So I just hope all the coaching is gone, including EDC. Break up the two neighbors, him and Harbaugh, and I know they have good times, but they got to end this, man.
All good things must come to an end.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm with you. Yeah, it's both or not at all. If you're going to do it, do it. Get a completely new mindset here, and get Sashi out the door while you're at it. No holdovers. No holdovers.
Dude, been here a couple
years. Dude, it matters. Yeah. It matters. He's the worst GM in NFL history. He was running a WNBA team. Get him out of here.
But he's not a GM.
Let's be serious. Let's be serious. Let's try to win.
Got the
black Let's try to win. Let's not try to make money. Let's try to win.
Let's get winners. Rashawn, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Man, I had a bad feeling about that game yesterday, man. Yesterday morning, Dustin picked me up from the airport.
Oh, geez.
You know, I was in Detroit, you know, the past few days, man, you know, to watch that Cowboys meltdown on Thursday night. But I was like, I'm just going to go home and watch it on TV. He was like, no, come on, man. It's Steelers and Ravens, man. You got to be there. So bought me a ticket last minute, man. And
you went with Trippy.
Trippy. We met up with Trippy down there, man. We had the ball. But listen, I'm not going to dwell on the past and what happened yesterday. I'm trying to move forward, right, from all that, because it's only going to make me mad keep thinking about it. But next week at the Bengals, we the favorites for some reason. I don't see how, man. But we gotta win that game. I think we lose to the Patriots and Packers. And then I think it comes down to the Steelers game last game of the season. And I'm saying that because I'm banking on the Steelers losing against the Dolphins, the Lions, and then them beating the Browns, and then it comes down to week 18. What was that, 17 or 18? Whatever
18,
week it is now.
18.
And maybe they flex their game to prime time, and we get our revenge up in Heinz Field, you know, and take the division. You know, so.
Act for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But listen, if that does happen, only thing that's going to do is we get in the playoffs. That's going to make them keep John Harbaugh for another 2 years. They might even give him an extension. You know how this organization runs. So, but we don't want that. So maybe we want to miss the playoffs and they'll fire him then. You know, but man, y'all have a good one though.
You too.
Appreciate the
call. I don't think this owner has any inclination to fire him. I hope he's willing to make change, but I don't think at this stage of his tenure he's starting over. Maybe he will.
If the bottom falls out,
if they go 7-10, I think he's gone.
If they go 1-3, I don't see him surviving that.
That's two stretches of 1-5.
You think he'd get off the boat and come here and actually answer some questions about it? Or you think he'd send out a press release?
I think he'd have to.
Yeah, I don't know. He can do whatever he wants.
Yes, he can.
No rules for owners,
I think he was in the stadium yesterday.
He's at the games.
Yeah. He gets off the boat for the game.
It ain't like baseball.
No, he gets off the boat for the games, Jason.
There's 9 home games.
Yeah. Yeah, he comes.
Some years 8.
Yeah. Every other year. Well, when they go to 18, they'll be 9 every year. And that's coming.
Bingo, bango.
Coming up next, Harbs. How much is the coaching staff to blame for all this? We discuss next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's here on The Fan. Ravens lose 27-22. We documented the fact that the offense bad in the red zone. That two-minute drill at the end of the game. Officiating played a role in this. But how much did coaching play a role in this loss? For me, they don't seem prepared at times, and that is on coaching. So how much do you lay on the feet or at the feet of John Harbaugh and his staff?
A lot. I don't know about a percentage, but they're a team that's needed to fight for its season for a while, and they've managed to beat teams and string together wins against a bunch of teams that are worse than them. But when it's been sort of required of them to really kind of hold serve with a team that's got a chance to go to the playoffs and do some damage or maybe just go to the playoffs, they've been second best. And they've been second best generally from the start. They haven't started these games with conviction, offense, defense, special teams. They've never got all three phases going in the same game. And I know that's a difficult standard in today's NFL. And we could pick apart every team and say, well, they've got this, but not that. But like you at least usually see it for moments in time. And that hasn't happened. They've been unable to figure out short yardage and goal to go. And it's with the same basic people they had last year. Now, are some of them just a year older and not as good or whatever? Yeah. Is the quarterback beat up? Yeah. But like, look, we gave them a lot of credit as a coaching staff when you had so many people have career years under them on both sides of the ball in recent years. It's not happening. Kyle Hamilton got paid. We all love Kyle Hamilton. Kyle Hamilton's not defensive player of the year finalist. Kyle Hamilton, definitely not an all-pro for me, and wouldn't be going to the Pro Bowl. I know Herb Street put him in the Hall of Fame the other night. But like,
not this year. He's not a Pro Bowler or all-pro this year. He's been an All-Pro in the past.
I'm talking about this. Yeah, yeah, we're talking about who's gotten better, who's ascending, who is taking the leap.
Yeah.
I don't see any of that happening. I mean, even the whole thing of getting Hamilton back in the box. Like, I mean, no, like, it's not like that was rocket science.
And where was he Sunday, yesterday?
But I also think it's the most overrated roster in modern recent NFL history. Well, so I think you need to be cognizant of, again, you tell me the blue chip players.
Two things can be true, right? Eric DaCosta did not have a good offseason at all. And the question that we've been asking throughout this year, who's better year over year in this roster? And the coaching staff has to wear that. And if you just look back at these past couple of games and go to Thanksgiving, they weren't ready to play. And offensively, you scored 14 points against a defense that, hey,
it's been a failure.
Bills just put up 39.
It's on the path to be the worst in NFL history at the time you faced
Bills just put up 39 after they just had a game of their season against you in Baltimore. I know one of those scores was a pick six. And then the Steelers, they looked like they were dead. It was over. Everyone is calling them out. They were the more prepared team. They looked like the better team in Baltimore when you were coming off extra days. John Harbaugh is going to be in Canton one day. He is going to be a Ring of Honor guy when he's done. But if they flame out.
All good things, Bone, come to an end.
If they flame out and go 1-3, at some point you got to ask the question, like, can you keep doing this?
Well, and look, part of the reason I went crazy week one was because the schedule is tougher and the roster's not as good as they wanted you to believe. And when you give one away like that, you're in trouble. And how did they give that one away? The defense was an abject failure in the fourth quarter again. They decided Zach Orr was good enough. Zach Orr is not. You were in Super Bowl at bus mode. You should have never gone that inexperienced. And then you get rid of guys who were a little bit cancerous, but you keep him and you try to prop him up with Pagano. And we all applauded the effort, but there was a lot of evidence saying maybe it should have just been Pagano and by Zach. You know, like whatever. And so I bring that all up now because if they miss, they're probably going to miss by a game. And yeah, they finally started beating bad teams eventually. But like, even the Chiefs are not special.
Chiefs have the same record as the Ravens.
Like, and they emasculated your defense at a time when they weren't emasculating anybody home or road, and they haven't emasculated many people since. No. Like, so all that mattered, and that's on Harbs because it's his staff, and they had to go fix their defense again in the middle of the season. But guess what? You lost a lot of winnable games in the interim that you really need now. And you can't get them back.
You know what else is on the coaching? That 2-minute drill at the end of the game.
Yeah.
First of all, getting that penalty on the punt when you could have the ball near midfield. Instead, you're at the 26. Then you get a hold. You had 156 and a timeout. Yeah. And you should have started near midfield in a 5-point game. Instead, you're at the 26th, and there's no sense of urgency out there at all.
Checkdowns.
They literally, there was less than a minute
left. Drop it off underneath.
And they're at the 35-yard line still.
I know this obviously goes beyond just the 2025 season, but if you look at this recent run against the Steelers, and we know it's been very one-sided in the Steelers' favor, Ravens are 3-9 in their last 12 games against the Steelers. They've outgained the Steelers in 8 of those 12 games. I think it's kind of telling.
They find new and fun ways to lose.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that's telling.
Yeah. And look, you want to fire the coach? Fire. Okay, that's fine. I'd be fascinated to see if they let this guy pick a coach, who he picks. I'd also be fascinated to see, are they really going to go cash over cap to try to maximize Lamar's age 30, 31, 32 seasons before he hits the wall? Because, like, if they don't, ain't nothing going to change. Like, if they don't build a team from the inside out,
the pressure's on the cost.
Nothing's going to change. They need to rebuild their offensive and defensive
Correct.
Line.
Correct.
He's got a lot to do.
And you think he's the one to do it?
He's going to be given the opportunity.
He's going to be given the opportunity.
Oh, it wouldn't be for me.
Yeah. Coming up next, Northern Exposure, and we'll hear from the winners. Head coach Mike Tomlin, quarterback Aaron Rodgers. They speak after the Steelers' 27-22 win over the Ravens. You hear from them next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here on The Fan. Well, the Ravens lost. The Orioles winter meetings are going on. It's a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by the esteemed mayor of the city of Baltimore. Brandon Scott joins us now. Mr. Mayor, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I heard you were at the Bubba fundraiser on Saturday night. We had Adam Jones on last week talking about the event. I heard it was an incredible event.
Really incredible event. Great organizations. The Bubba and Diamond Collective doing great work. Young people in the city, young ladies playing softball, young boys playing baseball, just another great organization doing great work in the city. And it was good. It's good. First time I had swung a bat in like a year, so I felt good.
Well, you performed in the clutch, Mr. Mayor. You were driving the ball in the batting cage there. And as much as the highlight for me was getting to talk to some of the Bubba scholars, including Sebastian, who we had in studio on the show with us, and they are amazing, amazing, inspiring kids. It looked like you were patting yourself on the back there a little bit, and rightfully so.
Well, look, Adam and I have been friends since he came to Baltimore, so I can never swing another baseball bat again, because who can say that they actually hit the ball further in a batting cage simulator than their favorite baseball player of all time? I can take that to the bank forever, so I'm good. But for me, the highlight was definitely the young folks, just talking to them, some of them who I've seen grow throughout the years, and just seeing them now be juniors and seniors in high school and getting ready to go and play at the next level, and just really show another representation of the best that Baltimore has to offer, not just as athletes, but as young people.
And that's exactly where I was going to go with Bubba. Like, obviously it's great to have baseball, softball, the facility's awesome, right by the stadiums, but it's also the mentorship program and these young men, these young women really just growing up and being great, great adults.
Yeah, no, listen, so many of them, man. Like, you know, we have a couple that are playing at my alma mater, St. Mary's. You have them all over the country now. And they really are not only succeeding on the field, but in life. And I think that's the story that gets lost about our young people in Baltimore. And we know that our athletes in particular, they graduate at a higher rate. They perform at a higher rate, not just in their respective sports, but in life. And I think that that's something that we're going to – I'm always going to tout being a former athlete in Baltimore City Public Schools.
The model that they have there, it strikes me as something that I think maybe could be replicable in other ways with other nonprofits, where you're pulling business leaders together, you're taking these college kids, right, who might not at UMBC or Coppin or wherever they're playing ball, don't have these kind of hit tracks and all that stuff that you were using. They don't have that on campus. And so they get to use those facilities here and better themselves as players. But at the same time, they've got to take these young people under their wing. They've got to show them baseball, but then also talk to them about what it's like applying to colleges, right? And what it's like getting internships. Like that whole pass it down thing, like, I don't know. Like, I think there's some secret sauce to that.
It is, and we see it happening with Bubba. You see it happening in other places, too, with Coach Sam Brain and Mello and them are doing at the Sanctuary is another example of that. There's so many folks around town that play sports, that are coaching sports and running organizations that are putting into these young people. And I think the key sauce or key ingredient that you see in all of those organizations is that they're not just talking to these young people about sports, but about life, right? And even at the earlier ages, so I'm still coaching in Volo Kids. We celebrated 10 years of Volo Kids just a few months ago, and we're teaching young people how to work together, how to push themselves athletically, but also how to push themselves as individuals and work together as a team, things and skills they'll use for the rest of their life.
It's been a while since we've had you on, Mayor, and I know it's been a couple months since it's opened up, but what about the Ravens partnering with the Boys and Girls Club, opening up that facility in West Baltimore? It looks fantastic.
It is. And listen, it is a fabulous facility, and it's just the latest one, right? When you think about in my time in office, actually this today is my fifth year anniversary of being mayor, right? We've been able to reopen or build new over seven rec centers. We got five under construction right now. We have with the Ravens and Boys and Girls Club and Rec and Parks at Hilton. When you're talking about the kind of facilities that we're building now, it's not just some room. That center before was literally just a space with a room. There was not even a gym in a rec center. As I always say, if it doesn't have a gym and some field space, that's not a rec center to me. And we just need to keep having those partnerships. We're looking forward for us here in Baltimore. We're going to be opening Chick Webb Rec Center in East Baltimore, Parkview Rec Center right at Penn North, Gardenville in Northeast Baltimore. Then maybe next year, but probably after that, get to Elijah Cummins and some of the other ones that we have coming down in South Baltimore. And that's the kind of work that we're going to continue to do, because we know these kind of facilities not just create a space for people, but it changes people's lives. I had the honor on Saturday night at Rec and Parks this holiday party to honor my first track coach. The first time I ever wear blue and gold wasn't at Mervo, it wasn't at St. Mary's, it was at Tawanda Rec Center. My track coach at that time was Miss Mary, and we honored her for her 48 years of service to the young people of Baltimore and Recreation Park.
Talking to Mayor Brandon Scott, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. You mentioned you've been in office 5 years, and for our teams in town, look like the Orioles a couple years ago were close to getting to the pinnacle of the sport. The Ravens got to an AFC title game. This last 12 months, though, not great times for our local sports team. When are we going to get things righted, Mr. Mayor?
We're still there. I mean, the Ravens still have a chance. We're all a little down after yesterday, including me. I'm pretty sure you guys saw my weekly post-game post yesterday. Unfortunately, I have to do a video in a Squealers jersey for Ryan Clark, because him and I made a bet. So I have to figure out how I'm going to pull that one off. But I just think that the Orioles, I think that we made some great moves in the offseason. We just have to make sure that they continue to do that. And with the new ownership group, I believe that they will. And we have the young core there. We just need to make sure that we're hitting on all cylinders at the right time, right? And I think the same thing goes for the Ravens. I think that we'll get there. We still control our own destiny. Now is the time. We all wish that, you know, the NFL knew where the catch was, but I think that debate is still going to be there. You know, last time I checked, they always say you just need two feet down in the end zone, and you got a catch. But who knows? I guess the rules are different when you're playing the field.
Yeah, likely in the end zone. Just it's always something. One of the things that I'm hoping
likely
to see
be controversial.
Yeah, right. It's always something bizarre. Yes. One of the things I'm hoping to see in my lifetime is us get back in the professional soccer game, Mr. Mayor. And I know it's not going to be MLS, but I think we'd be a great spot for the USL. And I know there was that site study that was done with MLS Pro, who I'm not as big on, at Carroll Park. I know there's some other studies and things going on. Any sort of update in terms of us maybe eventually getting an outdoor soccer franchise of some caliber?
Well, no update. Those things still have to take the process as they go through. But everyone knows, as you know now, that we as a city are open to it. We're looking forward to always continuing to show that we are a hub for sports and entertainment, and we want to continue to do that. We know that our area, people love soccer, right? As I told you guys the other night, it's the one sport that I cannot play.
Ice hockey.
It'd be something I think will be great for the city of Baltimore. We'll see how the studies and things shake out, and we'll move forward from there.
Well, Mayor, there's a major sporting event taking place downtown at M&T this weekend. Army-Navy coming to Baltimore. Just how big of a deal is that?
It's a huge deal. When you're talking about, obviously, these two historic teams, two great branches of our military, folks that fought for our freedom, for me, it's going to be a very interesting game. I am the grandson of an Army vet, the nephew of an Army vet, and the brother of a Navy vet. My baby brother, it was a Navy vet on the destroyer. I'm going to enjoy watching him and my uncle go at it at the game on Saturday. But really, we know it's going to be some good, hard-hitting football. You can get some old-school running, all of that good stuff there. But obviously, I'm going with Navy because of the locality and also that we're Under Armour.
We appreciate your time, Mr. Mayor. And before we let you go, I wanted to go back to where we started, because I think there's two things that are very interrelated in what's going on in this city. And I'd like to get your thoughts on it. So you talked about rec centers and what Bubba's doing and those sort of things. And there's a lot of national attention going to how our violent crime rates have been decreasing at sort of a historic rate around here. And I look at those two things and I see them as incredibly interconnected. Some people might say, well, what does one have to do with the other? But I feel like the more we invest in these young people, the more we give them opportunities, easy, available opportunities in their current communities to feel wanted and to feel part of something bigger than themselves. I don't know, man. I kind of think that's where it starts, but you know a whole lot better than me.
Well, yes, it's all of it, Jason, and I think that's a very good point. Listen, when anytime anyone asks me how we've been able to do something that 5 years ago people told me was impossible, right? Mm-hmm. For me, it's still far too many. We had some incidents over the weekend, folks fighting at a bar, something that the police or no one really could have prevented, aside from folks who are not mentally mature enough to not have access to guns, right? But we have the fewest amount of homicides on any December 8th in recorded history. That is something that we should acknowledge, but it's all of it. It is the investments that we've made into group violence reduction strategy, focusing on those individuals who are most likely to be the victim or perpetrator, giving them a chance and then removing them from the neighborhood with our police department if they don't, and turning them over to the state's attorney and attorney general, whose folks are doing great prosecutions. All those gun cases that the police department make for folks carrying illegal guns, trafficking illegal guns at my direction, turning them over to the state's attorney and the attorney general for prosecution. But at the same time, that investment that we made into community violence intervention, all of that work, people who used to be shooters who are convincing people not to do that, and then the work that we've made in education. We've also, in my time in office, opened 11 new schools in the city of Baltimore, renovated or built brand new. The directions that we talked about, 6 pools, the investments that we've made into YouthWorks, all of those things matter because there isn't one thing that's going to reduce violence in Baltimore or any city. You have to do all of the things all the time, and that's why we have a comprehensive violence prevention plan. That's why I passed a law that said that we had to operate that way, and we will henceforth and forever. And We're not celebrating. We're acknowledging the progress that we made and know we have even further to go so that we get to a day where we're coming on and we're talking solely about Mervo and Dunbar winning football championships and things like Bubba, and we don't have to talk about violence, and one day we'll get there.
Mr. Mayor, one last thing football-wise. Let's go back to the Isaiah Likely touchdown, and I don't know how this works politically, but is your office able to make a declaration that here in the city of Baltimore, 2 feet equals a touchdown?
Henceforth and forever. 2 feet down, ball in hand, touchdown in Baltimore. But, you know, the NFL has a history of not liking the city of Baltimore. They gave Jacksonville an expansion team before they gave us one. So we all know how that goes. And it's not just that. If that's not a catch, then Aaron Rodgers isn't a catch either.
Yep.
My book. But, hey, who am I? We have to not leave it up to the refs. We have to make sure that we operate. There are certain people that need to make sure that they actually block somebody on the offensive line. I'm not going to go into that today. But we have to make sure we just operate. And I know that Coach Harbaugh and the team, I have faith that we'll get it done the rest of the season.
Mayor Brandon Scott, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you, gentlemen.
Coming up next, I don't know how you follow that. It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM.
So much has been off about the Ravens this year, but when we get back, we're going to touch on something that's happened this season that's been really abnormal when you look back at the course of this franchise's history. That's next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Yesterday's loss to the Steelers clinched a losing record at home for the Ravens. And how rare is that? This is only the third season in 30 years that the team finishes with a sub-500 record at home. The other 2 years, 2015 and 1997. So for context, Ravens have had losing seasons. Look at 1996. They went 4-12. They didn't win a game on the road. They were 0-8 on the road, but 4-4 at home. So even some of the Ravens' worst years, they've been able to go at least 500 at home. And I know now it's a little different because some years you have 9 games at home. Ravens have never lost 6 games at home. 2015, they were 3-5. 1997, they were 3-4-1. Yes, they had a tie with the Eagles.
Yeah. I remember that game. Memorial Stadium.
But a couple of other things that are so abnormal about it. It was money in the bank, pun intended, when it came to the Ravens hosting primetime home games prior to this year. Under John Harbaugh, they were 22-3. They were 0-2 in home primetime games this year. And the 44-10 loss to the Texans, that's tied for the most lopsided home loss in Ravens history. And look, this isn't a shot at the fans or anything about that, but part of what makes a good home field advantage is the team is actually good. But again, even in some of those years where the Ravens stunk, they still were very respectable at home. And it's just more of the weirdness to this season, guys, that just feels so off about all of it, where it's so unusual to see teams come in, and especially the Lions and the Texans in back-to-back home games, where it's non-competitive football. The Bengals game on Thanksgiving, it's non-competitive football at home. It's just, it doesn't happen.
I'm looking back. This is the second time in franchise history that they've lost 3 games at home in the same season in which they've been favored. The last time was 2015.
Yeah, so
they
that's
lost
a parallel.
28-24 to the Bengals, 33-30 to the Browns, and 22-20 to the Jags. That's the last time they had three home losses in the same season as a favorite.
And I'd be willing to bet it's probably the only other time. And the point differential in 2015, they were minus 49, and right now they're minus 28 as the second worst
in franchise history. That's the only other time.
Yeah.
By the way, there was a time, I would think a couple weeks ago, where we thought that Ravens-Patriots game might get flexed to primetime.
Give
the opportunity to lose multiple another primetime game. Yeah, I think that one's going to stay right where it is.
I think it'll be in the 1 o'clock window for sure.
Ravens lose to the Steelers 27-22. John Harbaugh met with the media about an hour ago. Jonah Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He was there for the game and the presser. What did he think about what he saw against the Steelers? Well, he joins us next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.